program as they enter the virtual hour.
And welcome to episode 4 of the Virtual Hour podcast. I'm, of course, Dale. With us is Graham.
Hello.
And Proton.
Evening.
You alright?
Yeah. Been busy. Very busy.
What have you been busy doing?
Work.
Life.
Finding out everything I touch is asbestos.
Doesn't sound healthy.
Sounds like the worst superpower in the world.
It is. No, my job is to basically go around and say, yeah, I can't touch that board, it's full of asbestos. And that's happened several times to me over the past 2 weeks. So yeah, that's fun.
The amount of times you've actually turned up on jobs and you've texted me saying, oh, I've told them I can't touch it. It's like nearly every other job.
You should see me at my other job before this. It was a case of, no. But, you know, the thing about the people I work for is that they're very good. They listen to me. They want solutions, but they don't mind problems as long as I bring a solution. And if the solutions get someone else to do it, then so be it.
At least it gets done then. You don't worry about it, do you?
Well, no. Asbestos is one of those things that...
Silent killer.
Well, there's that, but I've actually had proper training in asbestos. You get A, B, and C categories, and I'm only a category A. Person, basically, I look at it and go, that's asbestos. I'm not touching that.
You lick it.
Well, yeah, and it goes all the way up to C, where you can remove it and dispose of it properly. And asbestos is going to be a huge fucking problem. It is everywhere.
We did it when I was a roofer. We were taking down the roofs of this multi-garage.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the old asbestos slate roof.
Corrugated stuff.
Yeah, that stuff.
The wavy
so we had
stuff,
to
yeah.
literally put masks on, full body suits, take it down, snap it in half, make it in like small piles, and then wrap it up twice.
Double bag it, yeah. That's what you have to do,
and
yeah.
Tape it up so it's all airtight.
Yeah.
And then we had to like wash each other down afterwards.
That sounds like a good company to work for if they're doing it properly.
Well, that's my uncle.
Oh, yeah. Well, your uncle's a good man. I've seen people who have just breaking it up by falling through it. And this is no word of a lie, dig up their garden, chuck it in a hole and fill it with concrete. And then
that's how we used to do it, innit? Bury it and forget.
Yeah, bury it and forget. Make it someone else's problem.
Anyway...
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Let's get past the live tips. What have you been playing this week, Proton?
I got the Humble Bundle, and with it was, you know, a bunch of games and whatnot. But I installed and played about 20 minutes of Black Mesa, which is the fan recreation of Half-Life 1.
See, I saw that on the Steam store, but I didn't know what it was. Obviously,
I've been curious
about
this for a while because it seemed like it was up my... My
have
street.
Have you not done Half-Life 1, no?
I've done Half-Life 1, but I was interested in Black Mesa. It
looks all right. And that's what it is. That's all it is. I mean, they've certainly tidied it up, but it still looks like it's stuck instead of, what, the early 80s. It's now stuck in early 2000s. It's not what it could be.
That's some good times in the early 2000s.
Yeah. I can't say for certain, but they're probably still using the original source engine. What they need to do, and obviously I am no expert in this, is put it in the Unreal 4 engine, and then it'll look sexy.
I think you should send them a message.
I'll teabag them a message over.
Does sound like a suggestion to me.
Yes. Counter-Strike, again, obviously, still playing at least one match a day.
You've been going that hard.
I have been going at it hard. I'm still Silver 2, which is good. I've been on the winning side several times. Again, loads of friend requests for people to friend me because I'm the only idiot that talks on there. I am. I go, hello team, anyone on mics? And then some people talk to me. Some people don't. Some people are fucking stupid. Some people are actually reasonably clever with it. I've been trying to give him like handy tips. One of them even said in the chat that I sounded like Lucifer.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Thank you very much. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
What do you say to that? Like, what do you actually say to that? Yo, you sound like Lucifer.
I said, thank you very much. And
that's what you said.
Exactly what he said.
Yeah, but what's the protocol to that?
Say thank you and move on with your fucking life.
All right.
Next one would be Kingdom. Have either of you heard of Kingdom?
No.
No, I'm going to search that though.
It is a 2D side scroller economy management game. It's about as technical as I can put it. Now, with this, you start off as a king on a horse, running from left to right, and you get the kingdom in the background and you see everything fall down, but you end up at this place to light a fire. And this fire that you light, it ends up, you know, you end up building a town out of it. But you go around and, you know, you get given gold by the people you hire, and you use the gold to hire people. You spend gold to build fortifications and whatnot. But yeah, every time you survive the night, your town gives you a chest of gold, which is like 7 or 8, and you have to run left, right to build up your kingdom. I will say this about it, and it's not too spoilery, which is why I'm going to stop after this, is that I've come across a portal to another world.
In the game?
In the game.
Is it on Steam? Because I can't find it.
It is on Steam. It is on my games list. If you look through my games, Graham, you can install it. There's Kingdom Classic and there's Kingdom New Lands. So it's up to you which one you install. But I would start with Classic because that's the first one. It is literally, you can play it with the arrow keys or WASD. It is left, right, up to spend, down to drop. And that's it. You can't fight. You have to pay people to fight for you. And as I say, yeah. And if one of the, I want to say goblins, but it's not right. It's whatever seems to come out of these portals. Grabs your crown, you're dead. So yeah, that's as much as I'm willing to say about it because it is a bit odd.
Sounds interesting though.
It is interesting, and I'd play it, Graham. It's good. I played the demo. I've also been playing XCOM on the Xbox in my living room on the evening. You know, when I'm not up here.
What the controls like
with us?
Yeah. The controls are all right. It's a turn-based game, so, you know, using isn't much of an issue. There's not much need for Twitch reactions, unlike Counter-Strike. At least with XCOM, you can plan your moves out and you can, you know, do this, do that. And as I've got my lad sitting next to me, I go through them, you know, and ask them, what do you think you should do here? And they go, do this, do that. And one of them says something else. And I go, no, you're both bloody wrong. Watch this. And, yeah. And then I explain to them why, trying to get everyone to move as a group. And if I have to, I split the party into two and I try and keep the snipers at back at a high range so they can keep an eye on things. And those with the assault to sort of push together in pairs. And it's good. I'm doing well. I haven't lost anyone yet, nearly. But, yeah. Two more games and then I'll be up. Sorry.
It's all right.
I bought Magicka 2.
I've not played Magicka 1. I watched a girl I used to work with.
Oh yeah,
added me on Twitch. Oh yeah, and her and her fella have been playing it, Magicka 1.
Oh right.
And you know what? I've avoided it. I don't know how I've avoided it, but it looks pretty good.
It's by Paradox Interactive. They've done a lot of good games. Another one they did was about boats. Can't think what it's called. No, it's about boats.
Just wait, say it. It's about the boats.
About boats. What you do, battle boats, what you do, it's like naval warfare, but from top down, it's really good. And the trailer for it is amazing. It's full of jazz music and puns. It's great.
See, I like both. So,
well, there you go. That's what I mean. Yeah, I will try and let's the sale's over. God damn it. So yeah, that's what was I on about? Oh yeah, no, not
Magicka 2.
As you can see, yeah. The controls, I'm finding it really hard to get my head around the controls. The controls are really, even on a controller, they're really complex because you've got the four elements like on the A, B, X, Y, and you press left button, and then there's another four elements on it, and then you can press another button to either put it on yourself, put it on your wand, or put it on your sword. And it's just, it's like a twin stick shooter as well. I think once I get the hang of it, and it'd be easier to play. But what you can do is you can mix up the spells as well. Okay. Well, you've seen it, haven't you? If you put in all five slots, you put fire in all five slots, you'll have like a flamethrower effect out the front of it. But if you put, I don't know, fire, and death, then you'll get a black and red beam come out your wand, and you can just go around with it. Or if you put like fire electricity, it'll come out as a fire, but then it'll have electrical that'll arc off in different directions. It's a really good game, but the problem is it's fucking lethal. I have played the tutorial several times to try and get the hang of this. I think I'm just gonna have to jump in and get on with it just to do it. But yeah,
throw yourself in there, see if you swim.
Yeah, that's generally how I do things in real life and games.
Tutorials are for girls.
Tutorials. Look, I looked at this game thinking, yeah, this is a way. I'm punching way above my fucking weight at the minute. I will actually do the tutorial. So yeah, that's it. And there's another game I've got called Ultimate Chicken Horse, which I've been playing, but I'll save that. I'll save that for next.
Yeah, I'm interested in playing that with you.
Yeah, we'll play it together and we'll come back with that next time.
Okay.
That's me. Sorry.
That's all right. Quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a shame this week.
Well, yeah. What have you been playing? I know one thing you've been playing because I provided the soundtrack while you were playing it.
Oh, Transformers Devastation.
Apart from yourself.
Apart from myself, because I'm always playing myself. Playing myself like a fiddle. Transformers Devastation. You know what? This is developed by the B team of Platinum Games, and I started off really enjoying it.
Yeah,
but it was really fun. Dale was watching me play it. It was putting some classic 80s sort of, because it's based on the animated, you know, the 80s animated TV shows. It's got nothing to do with the shit storm of
Michael Bay's.
What are you on about? Michael Bay's great. He makes great things.
He makes explosions and shiny cars.
Yeah. And edits a lot. Over edits, some might say.
Well, there is a subreddit called Michael Bay GIFs. So, yeah, I think he does overdo it.
Is it the one where somebody jumps over a fence and there's about seven different shots of them jumping over the fence? I'm sure I saw that somewhere.
You're probably thinking of Family Guy.
No, I'm not.
If Family Guy may be ripping off of someone else.
Seriously, this guy jumps a fence, seven different camera angles, all mashed together.
Yeah, I know, they did it in Family Guy, but I don't know what they're ripping off.
It'll be a Michael Bay film.
Michael Bay was involved in The Rock, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course he was.
Yeah,
he directed it, didn't he?
I cannot remember, because he sort of learned under the wing of Jerry Bruckheimer.
Can I throw a random fact in?
Oh, go. Gosh.
You know who Peter Jackson is?
Yeah.
He, do you know what his first film was called?
Brain Dead,
yeah.
Bad Taste.
Like, something like that.
Bad Taste, that's it, sorry.
Bad Taste.
It's on YouTube, and I showed the missus it, and she thought it was hilarious.
It's all right, Bad Taste.
It is. It's great. I remember watching it as a child.
Yeah. Weird. Really weird.
Oh, have you played Layers of Fear yet, Dale?
No, I've not. You gifted it me, didn't you?
I did. I really want to talk about it, but I don't want to until you've done it.
Well, I'll play it this week. It's okay. It's Easter, isn't it, this weekend?
Yeah. Easter! Yes, it is, yeah.
So, I'll play it.
No, it's all right. Transformers.
Yeah.
It was all right. And then, after about 3 or 4 hours through, from nowhere, they sort of changed... Started sort of adding little annoying sort of styles of playing the game. So it just sort of turned from an open world sort of slash 'em up type game to a top down view.
Yeah.
Which made it incredibly difficult to sort of orientate yourself and figure out, you know, the height of the enemies.
It sounds like Nier Automata in places, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's like, it almost feels like they were sort of playing with ideas, but it just did not feel right in that game at all. And it really almost stopped me from playing it.
Yeah. I do like the cel shadedness of it all.
Yeah, it's fun. It's apart from that, I've really had a great time with it.
It looked really good. I was watching you play it, providing the 80s soundtrack, and it did look beautiful to watch. It looks exactly like what it's supposed to look like the 80s style Transformers.
Yeah.
And it is it's completely mindless fun. There's no real sort of...
It normally is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sort of, very surface kind of, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed it. It's been fun. Snake Pass. I don't know if you've heard of that pro. And Dale was watching me play it the other week.
Yeah, I was watching you play.
What are we on about?
Snake Pass.
I've heard this mentioned. It's not a mobile game or anything on Steam, is it?
Nope. No, it's on Steam, isn't it?
Yeah, it is on Steam.
Is it? Let's have a look at this then.
It is a sort of a puzzle platformer.
16 quid. Right, okay.
It's pretty expensive for what really at the moment. But it's kind of... I got it a lot cheaper than that because obviously I went to an external source.
Wouldn't happen to be audible.co.uk.
Of course it is, audible.co.uk.
Sorry.
But,
I'm watching the trailer for it. It looks pretty good.
It's very nice looking.
Hypnotic.
Kids game.
Really chilled out, yeah. Sort of, yeah. It is a kid's game, I guess, really. It's got that rare-esque kind of, like, feel, that Banjo-Kazooie sort of look about
it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll feel it.
But you have, I suppose the main sort of puzzle aspects about it is that you are controlling sort of different elements of the snake, different buttons, right. You know, sort of like Octodad.
Yeah.
Where different buttons are controlling different elements. So to get to different sort of areas to traverse, you've got to kind of... make sure the snake is sort of pointing up. To move, you've got to worm the snake rather than just sort of, you know, pressing forward. You've got to physically worm the snake, and you've also got you can also grip. There's a button to make him grip around sort of obstacles.
I was gonna say it doesn't look like it controls like Octodad. If I was gonna compare it to anything, I would compare it to Iron Bread.
Yeah, Iron Bread as well. Sort of that kind of similar vibe to it.
Yeah.
But I was played it for about an hour and a half up to now, I guess. So I'm not really that deep into it, but it's just really relaxing, if anything. I'm not sure if I could recommend it for $16.99. Seems maybe a little.
But it looks like you'd get your fun out of it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching you play it.
Yeah, and it's a really nice looking game. It's really pretty.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Like the motions of the snake look really smooth as you were like sliding around trees, and especially when we went down that little slide you found. That was awesome.
Yeah, the little slide.
It's fun.
I thought it was on the Wii U or something, or the Switch, but
it looks like it should be.
Released on the Switch. It is out on the Switch.
That's where I've heard of it then.
Yeah. And from Paul has got it on Switch, and it's been slated a little bit on the Switch, saying that there's some frame rate issues, but he said to me that he's not noticed any problems with it. But yeah, so that's Snake's Pass. Or Snake Pass.
Okay.
And I mean, other than that, I've not really... The only other game I've really played is I dipped back into Doom.
Oh, again? Again?
Again.
It's so good, that game.
It's damn good.
Yeah, they need to, as we said last time, they need to pull their goddamn finger out and make the second one. Sorry, there's DLC.
No, there isn't DLC, but there should be. They need something. I want more.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It takes a while to complete the game, but once you've done it, you go, more, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And other than that, I played a little bit of Hyperlight Drifter, which I've not... I got it last year in the sale because it was pretty much in every sort of end of year, game of the year thing that I saw, Hyperlight Drifter was in there. So it's kind of, I suppose to describe it is it's a top-down action sort of RPG in the vein of a 16-bit aesthetic.
Yeah.
But it's there's a lot of charm there.
Right.
But I have not put in anywhere near enough time to sort of come to an understanding as to why it's sort of in, you know, why this it's got so much kind of fan love.
People get fanboy over all sorts of things. You should know that.
But I'm going to continue. I'm going to persevere because I think I'm at a point where I need to sort of push myself into it, and maybe it's going to start to click with me. Because on paper, this should be right up my sort of street. And it is. It's very pretty as well. But yeah, I've not played enough of that to really talk anymore about it.
Oh, okay.
I had a really busy week last week, so I've not played as many games as I usually do.
No? Okay.
I read some graphic novels, though.
Anything interesting?
Well, have you read Paper Girls?
I think this was mentioned to me yesterday. No.
It's really good.
So I keep hearing.
I read the first volume of Paper Girls, and it really reminded me of Stranger Things, quite a lot. But it's sort of kind of it feels like a.
I didn't like Stranger Things.
You might like this.
I like comic books. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, have you read the Matrix comic books?
Yes, I did. You mean the ones that were released about a year after the film?
Yes.
Was it? Yeah, a long time ago. Long, long time ago.
I like that.
Web comics to begin with, weren't they?
I don't know. I just remember my cousin handing me the book and go, here, read this. And okay. I did. The story of the bread maker is great. I don't know. See, this Paper Girls, is it a nice, happy story or is it like pretty fucking grim?
Well, I have only read the first volume. I mean, I can take you through like a small synopsis.
Cool.
I mean, there is a group of paper girls.
Shocking.
They all meet as paper girls, and they find a mystical sort of mysterious alien-like device. And
right,
shit gets real after that. Shit goes a bit weird. It's like a longer episode of The Twilight Zone.
Okay, I can get behind the Twilight Zone because that's just weird and fucked up in places.
Yeah, but I've only read volume one. I've got volume two.
How big is volume one?
Probably about 50 pages. Maybe a bit longer.
Okay, I saw volume one of what's it called? Walking Dead, and that was pretty big.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got the first volume.
Yeah, it's massive. The Walking Dead's a really pretty big, isn't it?
I need to start catching up with that because I got to issue 146, I think it was, and then just stopped. So good. Sorry, go on.
You're right. I also read another graphic novel called The Wicked and Divine.
Okay.
Which is every 90 years, gods are sort of reincarnated, or not reincarnated, but the teenagers are selected to be the host of gods, basically. So you've got Lucifer, you've got a lot of Greek names for gods, which I've forgotten a lot of them, Babel and things like that. And it's pretty interesting because they are allowed to take on a host for 2 years, And after 2 years, they all die. But I've read the first volume of that and I really enjoyed it.
Good. That sounds like it'd get a good movie adaptation, maybe. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, it sort of takes on a lot of, like, all these sort of gods that are reincarnated. They don't just sort of take on a host and become like a normal everyday person. The society is aware of their existence. And they all take on sort of pop icons. So they're all usually sort of singers or things like that. It's kind of cool.
It sounds like an anime.
It does, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah. Very Japanese.
Yeah. And that sort of, sorry, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat.
Sorry.
There is a mute button.
Yeah, no, I'll keep forgetting to press it.
Sorry.
I've got Saga on Order, which I've heard a lot of good things about.
I've heard good things about that as well.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for that to arrive. And that's really it. That's all. I finished all of Iron Fist.
I've still not started it yet.
It's not very good.
It's shit. It is absolutely. Thing is, though, the missus watches it because she loves it because it's shit. But I think she's got to the point where it's getting a little too shit.
Well, I think I was of that same mind where I thought, there's part of me that was being contrary, you know, on purpose, like going, this isn't that bad. Everyone's saying it's really bad. This isn't that bad. And then I got to about episode 9 and I thought, this is really bad. So I've finished it all, but I think in the last episode, I might have said that this show isn't as bad as everyone says it is. But I completely retract my statement.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm still going to give it a go, but I'll probably do what you did and get to like episode 9, realize it was a mistake. A lousy investment of time.
Dale, what have you been up to?
I've been playing some games.
What have you been playing?
That? Well, I had a couple sent to us all for review. And I've played Captain Kaon is the first one, which is like a retro pixely, you know, pixel art kind of game where you control this ship, and you have to like go through caves and like other kind of, what's the word, obstacles. But the really cool thing is that when you're playing with a pad, the left thumb controls the orientation of the ship. Your left trigger controls the thrust. Then the right stick controls the cannon or whatever weapons you got on it.
Oh, so it's like a sort of the twin stick sort of shooter in a weird sort of way.
It's really cool.
Like Geometry Wars would be.
Yeah. It was really good. Really good. But the story as well, like it's so almost 80s in the way it sets it up. So in the story of it, it starts with the planet Earth being overpopulated. So they start looking to the stars to find this one planet that they're going to send humans to. So they send most of the human race to this planet, but they leave like their oldest ships behind, you know, like a skeleton crew to kind of man the Earth
right,
and protect it. And then an alien armada turns up. Oh no, shock horror. And they start running out of pilots. So they go to the prison and they find Captain Kaon. Who's this, you know, relatively hot looking woman who, for pixel art. Yeah. Pixel hotness. And then you have to like save the Earth. It's actually really good. I've only actually spent about 3 or 4 hours in on it yet already. So, but yeah, really enjoying it. I've done a full review anyway and put it on the website. If anyone wants to go and check that out.
I'll check it out.
What's the website called? Come on. Come on.
TheVirtualHour.com.
What, not .uk? You're a commie.
No. We have .co.uk, but I
see it is there. It's nice.
Yeah. That went live today. But yeah, it's a really good game. I think it's engaged. I'm trying to think of the developer who made it. I think it's Engage Pixel.
It is Engage Pixel.
Yeah, you're from Brighton.
Ah,
local homegrown lads.
Brighton, what a place.
Yeah, well, it's closer to you than us.
Yes, it is.
I like Brighton, apart from the Witherspoons.
Is that the place where they have that chocolate, crazy chocolate shop?
Yeah, Chucky Wocky Doodah.
Chucky Wocky Doodah, yeah.
Yeah. We went there and we got harassed at breakfast at Witherspoons.
By some lovely young gentlemen.
Yeah.
Or by chocolatiers.
It was really weird.
They
could have been hookers. I don't know. They were...
Or hooker chocolatiers.
Oi!
Were they male or female?
They were both female, but they weren't exactly like the best specimens of...
Hooker with a chocolate bar.
It was weird.
Between her legs.
Anyway. So yeah, I've been playing that. Sounds pretty cool.
It reminds me of the way you described it. It reminds me a little bit of Galaxy.
It's the kind of game, like I said in the review, that immediately when I went to give it a star rating, my gut told me give it a 3 out of 5. You know, it was good. I enjoyed it, but then I realized how much fun I had to like navigate through the tunnels and stuff, mm-hmm. and it really did bring out like the inner Han Solo. And I was just honestly, I was spending more time flying through and trying to like make the corners than actually shooting the aliens and actually doing what I was supposed to do. I was having more fun navigating than anything else. Really enjoyed it. The second game I've been playing is Kenshi, which is still in early development? What's it called?
Early Access.
Early Access, yeah. I think it's at version 0.9, I think.
Right.
But that is kind of, imagine black and white, the game. Mm. But you have like one main character who's kind of like leading the bunch, and you're not a god. But it's kind of set in a Mad Max kind of world, you know, filled with cannibals and, you know, post-apocalyptic style, but it's samurais.
Right.
It's really cool. Like, I've how many hours have I been in it? About 5 or 6. I spent some of Sunday playing it, and today when I got in from work, I put in an hour or two. And the possibilities are endless. Like, you can, like, I think what you're supposed to be doing is setting up your own camp and, you know, developing that and making it into like a little town, and you can start a farm and stuff like that. But in order to do that, you have to make money, so you have to go mine and blah blah blah. And I found someone to recruit, because the idea is you're supposed to have a group. You're supposed to start recruiting people, like slaves and, you know, kids who've got nowhere else to go, orphans and stuff like that. Yeah. But I only found one person, and it was a girl who said, "Oh yeah, I'll come and join your cause, but you have to give me 2,500 gold first." And I was like, well, all right, I've just earned this money, but go on then. So I gave it to her. She paid off her debt that she had because she knocked some stuff over at a shop. And then I realized she was wearing shackles. And I thought, well, this isn't cool. So I tried taking the shackles off, and we both got arrested because she was a slave. Yeah, felt robbed. Oh. Felt absolutely robbed.
Yeah.
But I can't really give it... I'm not going to give it a full review yet. I'm going to keep playing it. I'm going to play it some more this week and then do a write-up at the weekend. But it's... I'm really impressed with it. I'm really, really impressed. And that's called Kenshi. Kenshi?
Can you?
Yeah, well, she can. We've also got 2 copies of Oh My Godheads that we need to play this week.
Right.
And we'll talk about that next week. But yeah, that's something to look forward to, isn't it? Oh, and I've watched some films.
Oh, what have you watched?
I watched 2 films in particular. One was Split with James
McAvoy. I watched Split as well.
It's really good, isn't it?
I enjoyed it.
The acting that James McAvoy did in that film was out of this world.
He surprised me, actually. I knew he was a good actor, but...
Yeah, but not that good. Like, he was really good. Like, when...
And he was really creepy as well. He did a really good job at...
So he plays 23. He's got 23 different personalities with a 24th on the way. And one of them is called... Is it Miss Patricia, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and when he came in as Miss Patricia, like, I believed him. Because I always think actors are liars. You know, because they're always pretending to be something that they're not, and that's their job. But when he came out as Lady Patricia, I believed him. Like, it's not even the way he was holding himself. It was his eyes and like the way he like did like little mini gestures. 1 second, the wife's coming in.
Oh, get her opinion on it.
Oh, you like Split, didn't you? Come here. You're on the podcast, Helen. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Well, what did you think of Split then?
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, have an earpiece. Say hello. Be a part of it, Helen.
I forget you've got like a set of ear pods, haven't you? Earbuds or whatever you call them. I don't know.
Headphones. Earpods.
Earpods. That's so American.
Gotcha, ear pods, Ian.
Go on, tell us about what you liked.
Sorry, yeah. Well, I like James McAvoy, but other than that...
Hold on, James McAvoy, is he that one that...
He's been Seamus.
No, is
he's
he
the psycho in Split.
Is he? Yeah. I haven't seen Split. Was he in Filth?
Plays Professor X.
Yeah, he was in Filth.
Yeah, X-Men, he plays Professor X. He was
He was good in Filth.
He used to be in Shameless years ago.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, Starter for 10. Started. Anyway.
I've only ever seen him in Filth. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. I'm sure he's probably...
Very good in Filth.
Bit of the man's man, anyway.
Especially when he's got that dress on.
I know he played such a good psycho, didn't he?
Yes, he did. It was very good.
Yeah. Like, the storyline on that, I was so not expecting it.
No, I really wasn't. Especially right at the end and thinking, oh, right, okay, what?
Spoiler alert.
Fuck.
Right, come on.
It's old enough. What are you doing, Dale?
Helen has brought her iPad in and I have to do two-step verification to...
To what?
Let her to install
let me
some
get
apps.
Back on
it's
my
like
iPad.
Having a child.
Oh my God, Dale, just give her the password.
Well, she signed in as me. I'm not giving her my password.
Why?
How about you give her all your secrets as well while I'm at it?
Well, that's what happens when you get married.
Dale? I've not got anything to hide.
We've been married for nearly 3 years now, and he still won't
there
give me his password.
Fucking hell, Dale.
Well, no, because...
Do you not give me your bank card?
One minute she's got my password, the next minute we've got a shared Facebook.
Oh,
like those insecure couples.
I would not do that, Dale.
A what, sorry? A shared
Facebook?
Yeah. I didn't even know that was
like
a thing.
Dale and Helen.
It's not.
Dale and Helen commented on this.
Hold on. What, you mean you create a profile for both of you?
Yeah, have you not seen people who do that? It screams insecurity. Like, obviously, one person's cheated on the other, and
they don't trust each other anymore.
Yeah,
they should just fucking sort themselves out and break up then, because that's insanity.
Well, that's why, you know, I don't give anyone my password.
Dale, do you honestly think I would do that to you? Create a Facebook account and start answering to the both of us? Yes, I do that on like birthday messages.
What makes you think she hasn't already?
Because she's bringing the iPad in.
Because I'm not that good with technology.
It's a ruse.
You can barely remember your own name some days.
Dale. All right, I'm going to go now because he's trying to take the earpiece out of my ear. So bye, bugger off.
Right, we're recording, Helen. Please leave.
Wow.
See you later, Helen.
It's not like my missus where she'll just come in and shout cunt really loudly.
Where was I? Split. So yeah, we've talked about Split. The other one I watched last night, which really took me by surprise, was a Netflix film called The Discovery. Anybody seen that?
Nope.
It's a film with Robert Redford plays a scientist who discovers evidence that there's an afterlife. And what he does, he discovers that there's these particles that leave the body and emit brain waves when you die. Right. So as you die, your consciousness transfers and goes somewhere else. And he's got proof of it. And the film starts with him talking about the discovery, and it's like set 6 months later or 12 months later. And like 4 million people commit suicide because they know they're going somewhere. And the film is about his son who comes to his facility and tries to talk him into lying and saying that, you know, it's false. It never happened, just to save people's lives. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It's on Netflix. Give it a watch. It's a bit of a deep film to watch, but what are you typing?
It's not me. I was looking up the film on IMDb.
Well, you know, watch it tonight. Get yourself some popcorn and, you know, chill out. I'm on the last episode of season two of Better Call Saul.
Good.
And again, it started off a bit slow, but it's really good. I think I like Saul.
I think he's as a character.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, as a character, he's very good.
But as an actor, is he called Bob Odenkirk? Is he called? No? Nobody?
I don't know. You'd have to Google him, and I feel Googling's been banned.
No. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'll have much more to talk about next week.
I watched a film that I think you both might like. It's a documentary.
What was that?
It's on Netflix. It's called Requiem for the American Dream.
Wow.
And it's a Noam Chomsky documentary about the American housing
crisis.
Yeah. And it was really good. So
is that on Netflix?
That is on Netflix. Requiem for the American Dream. I think before it, I don't know what kind of a day I was having, but I watched The Big Short.
Amazing film.
Yeah. And then straight away, I watched that documentary straight after it. It works well together.
One
led to another, yeah.
All right, should we move on?
Hey, why not?
Shoot, motherfucker.
Okay, now it's time for a shameless plug. Our primary mission is to raise money for the Special Effect charity, who help people with disabilities play games by modding controllers and doing whatever they need, basically. To help us out, just head over to thevirtualhour.com/Amazon, and there you'll see some instructions. Basically, if you're ever going to purchase anything from Amazon, just click on the Amazon button, and up to 10% of each sale that is made after clicking that link goes to the charity. You can also click on Audible on there, or go to thevirtualhour.com/audible, and charity gets money for every sign up. It's that simple. At no cost to you, the charity gets money.
It's time for the virtual quiz.
Now it's time for the virtual quiz. With us again is Paul.
Hello.
And his competitor is Graham.
Harry.
His nemesis.
Nemesis.
What's the scores up to now? Is it 2-1?
It's 2-1 to Paul.
I believe so. I'm winning, I think, yeah.
You don't know.
The loser always remembers.
What's the singular for nemesis? Is it Nemanoi?
Nemesis.
Nemesis.
I still think it's nemesis.
I think it's nemesis. I think it's if it's plural nemesis. It's not nemesis. I think it's nemesis.
Nemesis.
Nemanoi.
Anyway, are you ready with the questions, Proton?
Oh, we need to know what our buzzers are, though, don't we?
Okay, otherwise... so what's your buzzer, Graham?
You ready for this?
No.
It's not doing it now. It's not working.
False alarm.
That wasn't even it.
Did you hit it twice?
Yeah.
Just wait a second. It's not working now. Give me a second.
Keep tapping it until it does something.
I need to be responsive, otherwise...
Only America loved our face.
There we go. That's beautiful. And Paul, what have you
only got? Only America loved our face.
Sorry.
That's mine as well, yeah.
No, you can't have the same.
No.
How are we going to tell if the...
I don't know what the hell is going on. Hang on, let me close these apps because there's too many apps. You see, this becomes a war of attrition now. Just getting better and better apps. Hang on. There we go.
You're going to need to put a memory card in your phone.
Yeah. Right, let's just do the old classic.
There we go, that'll do.
Can I just check? Can I check mine again?
Only America loved that face.
Okay. Proton, hit us with questions.
Question one. In what year was Sega Genesis released in North America? Was it A, 99, B, 89, C, 75, or what? D, 91?
Only on America Loved Our Fierce.
Jesus Christ, Graham.
What was the last one?
91.
91.
No.
Right, I was wrong there.
Would you like me to read the years out again?
Yeah, go on then. Let's read them at 7 again.
1999, 1989, or 1975?
Right, hang on.
What year? I don't think you needed to, but go on.
It's got to be 89 then, surely. Yeah.
Winner.
Yes.
Yay, point to Paul.
Yeah.
I think some of these, probably, I don't think we need to give him the answers.
That one we did.
Yeah.
Because I got it wrong.
Okay.
I'm scanning the others and I'm thinking,
how about this then? If they get it without the multiple questions, they get 2 points. And if we have to put it in, they get 1.
I don't think it deserves the extra point. Just try him with the next question.
Which of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture?
You son of a bitch!
Paul?
Is it Bioshock?
Yes.
Panic me then, Pro, and I was thinking that. I thought you'd a long pause had me in suspense.
Okay, question 3 then. What Nintendo system was released after the N64 and before the Wii? We need some milk! Paul.
GameCube.
Yeah.
Nintendo GameCube.
Oh my god, it's a fucking whitewash here.
Let's test Graham's app. I don't think it's working.
Graham?
Yes, you
that's my butt!
Yes.
That's my butt!
Yeah, it's just working.
Do you want to resort tap it for an extended period of time?
Do you want to just resort to saying your name?
Yeah.
Paul, do you want to go that, or do you want to use?
I'm ready. Mine's fine.
His bus is working beautifully. Yeah.
E Honda, Dal Sim, and Chun Li are all characters from what video game? Graham.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
There you go. Dull. See. Screaming out, mumbling stuff seems to work fine.
All I heard was Right, next question.
Question 5.
What colour is the Ring of Death on an Xbox that signifies a ding, hardware ding, ding, fan? Graham.
Red.
Yeah, red.
Yeah. Oh, he's pulling it back.
Paul, do you want to resort to your voice as well?
No, I'm fine. I need some milk.
You need some fight milk. No? Fuck all of you. It's a reference that some of you should get.
It's time for question 6.
What classic beat 'em up game features brothers Billy Lee and Jimmy, also nicknamed Spike and Hammer?
Down to 2.
You could read these ones if you want. That's tough here.
Ready? You want a little help?
Graham,
do you want some help?
Yeah.
A. Smash Brothers. B. Ninja Gaiden. C. Double Dragon. Or D. Snow Brothers.
Okay.
Paul.
Double Dragon then.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I'll get in, lad.
It was Double Dragon or Contra, I was thinking.
I've never heard of Snow Brothers. Is that actually a game?
I don't know.
Is it like Eskimo Brothers?
Or is it the Double Dragon for the poor kids? Snow Brothers.
Did none of you know what Eskimo Brother means?
No.
Nope, another one. Right over our heads, brought on. Wish it was a tumbleweed sound. Funny.
Question 7.
I'll let you Google it later. It's disgusting.
Oh, God.
How many bits was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? Paul.
16?
Yep.
Yes.
Bloody hell. You're nailing this. Come on, Graham, pull it out.
Graham, is your voice still working?
Yeah, is his
voice
still?
Sorry.
Did you fall asleep?
Your buzzer stopped working.
He's trying to fix his buzzer, his actual buzzer.
Just carry on. Come on.
What Jesus, okay. What character do you play as in The Legend of Zelda?
I'd say that was
Graham.
Yeah, okay.
Link.
Yep.
I don't know what else to do. Let's see if I can get this working.
Oh, he's back.
Just
go on, question 9.
Feel a bit
disappointed.
He's missing out on some memes.
Yeah. Right, okay, I'm ready.
What 64-bit Sega system was the predecessor to the PlayStation and Nintendo 64? What 4-bit Sega system was the predecessor to the PlayStation and the Nintendo 64?
32X.
I'm going to need a buzzer. Graham?
Was it 32X?
No.
What was it then? Go far, don't you?
Hang on a minute. It was in between. You're saying in between.
What 64-bit Sega system was the predecessor to the PlayStation and Nintendo 64? Well done, Paul. Paul.
Was it? Just a guess now. Is it the Saturn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a lad.
Was that a 64-bit console?
Apparently so, yeah.
Crazy.
Saturn was not as popular as Sega anticipated.
No, it flopped.
That's the trivia underneath the question. Saturn was not as popular as Sega anticipated.
Just you're giving it away.
Sorry, okay. You got to do it every time now, though.
No. The game Grand Theft Auto was released primarily for what gaming system?
He needs
some milk! Graham?
PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm going to take you, Graham. You have to go,
No, I think you have to do the sound of your soundboard, what he actually says.
I don't think you can reverb that much.
No.
Sorry, who got that one then? Was that Graham?
I'd say it was Graham, yeah. Oh. Do you want me to read the question again, Graham?
No, I've got it right, haven't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, wait. A little bit of trivia. Vice City 10th Anniversary Edition is the latest installment in the series.
Where do you get these questions from?
Carry on.
2003.
Carry on.
Probably.
Question 11.
Which James Bond film was made into a game for the Nintendo 64 console and later for the Wii console? Graham.
GoldenEye.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim Allen. I needed
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Many similarities were retained in the newer version.
What newer version?
Yeah,
the one that they remade.
Remade it on for the Wii. GoldenEye Reloaded, was it?
He was actually alright, though.
Was it good?
Yeah. Nicole Scherzinger singing GoldenEye, and she does it better than Tina Turner.
Wow.
Yeah, YouTube that later.
Controversial.
Last question.
Some interesting trivia.
Question 12.
Which popular video game features an ex-Special Forces operator named Jack Carver who is stranded in Micronesia? And if I'm going to be honest, the place should give it away.
Hang on. Jack Carver.
Need a buzzer.
Need a Tim Allen. Thank you, Graham.
Jack Carver.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess Far Cry.
Yes, it is. And
that's what I was going with.
Released in 2004, Far Cry is a first-person shooter game.
That's what I was thinking, but wasn't confident enough to say it.
Well done, Graham.
Right. Do you want the scores?
I know I've lost.
Not really.
Well, Graham's got 6 and Paul has 6.
Oh, shit. Oh. Tiebreaker.
Right. Right, I did have something for this, but I didn't do it.
We've not had one of these for a while, Paul, have we?
What?
One of these tiebreakers.
Well, yeah, no, you're right.
Right, okay.
So over a year ago.
As something that's literally popped into my head, I'm going to do a Price is Right thing. So who can get the closest to the price of a 2014 Maserati Ghibli will win.
Is that a car?
Yes.
Is that a car?
Well, it just seems odd, like they'd call a car a Ghibli. That's like the unsexiest name for a car, isn't it?
Maserati Ghibli. I've probably pronounced it wrong. And as a hint, Fiat launches lower cost Maserati at nearest
the So Maserati is owned by Fiat?
Yes.
Italian, yeah.
But then Fiat also own Lamborghini. And they make
tracks. Who's going first then?
Start at the top, Graham. Should I give him a price range?
No.
Okay. yeah, okay. Yep, no, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say I was ruthless then?
It's a bit ruthless, isn't it? You like Starling, but.
It's much more fun to see you get it very wrong.
Can we not go? Just tell me how many houses it's closer to. How many is it attached?
It's a car, not a house.
I know. 185,000.
Okay, Paul.
Lower.
No, that's
so
not
same price.
That's not right.
How this works. Yeah.
So, Graham, how much did you say? 185?
Yep. Yeah.
Christ, that is way off. 50,000.
Oh my God, Paul clinches it. It is 67,850.
Oh!
I don't even know what car it looked. It could have been anything.
I'm just pushing on my buttons.
Right, so it's 3-1.
Yeah. I'll see who wins next time.
Yeah, definitely. Me again.
Okay, we're back for the final segment, and join us is Six.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yeah?
I'm all right. I should have got a drink before I started this. My voice gone for me. Okay, for the last part, I've got some crazy thoughts. Kind of similar to philosophical questions that we had last week. Did you enjoy those, guys?
Yes.
There we go. That was
concise.
Unanimous.
Tough. Yeah, tough crowd.
It always is.
Okay, first question. Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes, not, they're on your face.
Yeah, but they're not facial hair. It's not...
On your face.
Shape it.
You could do. Women pluck their eyebrows, didn't they?
Yeah.
But they're not plucking their facial hair, though, are they?
No.
But it's hair on your face.
I don't know where the question is. Like, it's on your face, it's hair.
Yeah, but is it facial hair, though?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Why don't
I
you
think
Google
facial
it?
Facial hair is a choice. You can either have it or you can do without it. And
people shave their eyebrows off and tattoo them on.
Well played.
They look weird.
Yeah, like when they paint it. Right, okay, you ready for the next question? Of course, ruffled some feathers. Right, at a movie theatre, which armrest is yours?
All of them.
Both of them.
None of them.
I go with the one. I always go for
as little as possible.
They're owned by the theatre.
This sounds like a psychiatric evaluation where you find out what kind of person you are. Proton has both, four has none.
I'm
who the most dominant people are.
Yeah, I think the one to your left.
I'd say definitely the one to the left, but I tend to get there early, and then I put a drink in one and sweets in the other, so they're both mine.
Wow. Do you piss on the seat before you sit down as well?
No, he does before he
no,
leaves.
The one's next door. So no one sits next to me.
Duh. Well, that's that then.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Do you what vegetarians... The well, there is no answer. That's the...
That's the right answer. No wrong answer.
Do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
No,
what?
They're just animal shapes, aren't they? Animal crackers are like... They're like them animal biscuits that they have over here, aren't they?
Yeah. Chocolate.
Yeah, animal shapes with chocolate on them.
I used to love them.
Yeah,
box
good.
Like,
I bet they've got like... I bet they've got like fat in them or something. So they're not
palm oil.
Vegetarian.
I bite the heads off limp bunnies.
Oh my God.
So do I, Graham.
Yeah.
If an ambulance is on its way to save someone and it runs someone else over, does it stop to help them?
No. Yes. Yes, wow. Another one gets
yes,
cold.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
I think it depends on the severity of it.
No, they stop to help that person. No, they definitely call another one. Because they're there.
Okay, so if there's A batteries, double A and triple A batteries, why are there no B batteries?
I used to know the reason for this and I can't remember why.
Oh, you've got a definitive answer and you can't remember?
There is a definitive answer because I wondered this ages ago and I don't know why. I could quickly Google it now, but that's
maybe
against the spirit of it.
B batteries are the little button ones.
Could be.
What are they called? What are the little watch batteries
called? Square batteries called?
They're normally CR2032s. So they're normally quite... They've got their own sort of unique designation.
I've got one in my hand right now.
Fair enough.
3-volt lithium battery, says on it.
Okay, here's a question. If a jogger runs at the speed of sound, can he still hear his iPod?
Yes, because sure, the music's in the
it's traveling,
the speed of sound,
traveling
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, see if he's got his little earbuds in. If he's got a speaker, he won't hear it.
If he doesn't deserve to hear it, if he's running around with a speaker out, that is just a heinous crime.
Why has he got them then?
Why has he got what?
If he's got them out.
He's got what out?
His earbuds.
He's got he would have his earbuds. You're not just playing it on loud speaker, is he?
Oh, I don't know.
If he's doing that, that's just...
Surely it depends whether the speaker's in front of him or behind him.
Yeah, like if he's running into it or not. I don't know. Yeah. I do know, but I'm just looking at these other questions and wondering, you know, how cool this is going to be. How do you handcuff a one-armed man?
To yourself.
To a pole.
I was going to say to a radiator.
Yeah, to a radiator.
To his leg, yeah. Did you say that then, Six?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Or handcuff
him. What, just pick him up and just take him?
Let's go. You ain't going nowhere, mate. Oh, here's a stupid question. This is a flat earther question,
this one. The others have all been really serious.
Don't get me started on that shit.
If man evolved from monkeys, how can we still have monkeys?
That is a stupid question.
Fuck off.
I can't believe this is on a list.
Where did you get this list from?
I Googled it.
I'm not even going to answer that question. It's
crazythoughts.com.
Like, why, you know, it's something to do with peanut butter. Evolution is disproved by peanut butter or some shit. There's like a YouTube video about it.
All right, let's not get into this.
Let's not get into this.
When does it stop being partly cloudy and start being partly sunny?
About halfway?
50% ratio, yeah.
Yeah, but when?
Depends which came first.
About halfway.
Surely.
I don't think there is such thing as partly sunny. I think it is just partly cloudy.
Well, what's the other part, though?
Surely if there's mainly clear sky and a little bit of cloud, then it's partly cloudy. And if it's all cloud, just a little bit of sun, then it's partly sunny.
Like the sun's always there. It's always sunny.
In Philadelphia.
Well, I knew someone was going to say that. I was just waiting for one fucker to say that.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks. If a kid refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest?
Oh my God.
Are we doing puns now?
Dad joke.
Are we doing puns now?
That one's out of a cracker.
Because if we are, I'm leaving.
If you were bald, what colour hair did they put on your driver's license?
What colour hair?
What hair colour did they put on your driver's license?
They don't do that in the UK, I don't think.
Did they do that in the US?
Yeah.
So if you're bald, what did they put? Just blank?
Just whatever.
They put the words baldy in big loud letters.
Or maybe they got off your eyebrows, your facial hair.
They have to check collars and cuffs.
Oh, God.
Next question.
That's it.
If a mime is arrested, do they tell him he has a right to talk? These are terrible, aren't they?
Is a right to talk?
Yeah, because usually you have the right to remain silent. Remain silent, he's a mime. He's
do you not vet these questions?
No, I come as prepared as you do to these podcasts.
What are you doing better then?
Don't you get me started. Can you daydream at night?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're awake.
Surely, yeah.
Why does quicksand work slowly?
It takes time for the water to diffuse.
It's quicker than normal sand.
Can crop circles be square?
Yes.
They've been all sorts of shapes.
Do they have like square ones? Oh, they do, don't they?
They have diamonds and whatnot, which is just a square on its side.
Can you buy an entire chess set in a pawn shop?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure somebody sold one, yeah.
Right, I'm running out of questions on here because they're all just really terrible.
Yeah.
It started off strong.
Yeah.
It did.
Well,
it started off strong.
One second, here we go.
Remember, started.
All right.
Critic over here.
I'll try and become prepared next time. To be fair, the ones I read out were shite last time as well.
Here we go. Here's some Philosoraptor questions like last time. Right. How about that?
You like this will be even better.
If actions are stronger than words, why is the pen mightier than the sword?
Tumbleweed.
Oh, there you go. That's kind of...
Because it takes an action to write something down.
That's... Well, you kind of broke me with that one.
Okay, why did the Flintstones have Christmas?
Why wouldn't they?
Because it's before Christ.
Yeah, it's before Christ.
The cat.
If you want to get technical, they shouldn't have had dinosaurs.
Yeah, no, because no.
Everyone knows that dinosaurs walked alongside man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Yeah. Christ came flying down on the back of a pigeon.
They used him as a crane all the time.
Based on facts. Barney Rubble was a real man.
So Betty kept telling him.
Yeah.
How can hip-hop be dead if Wu-Tang is forever?
Wu-Tang's still going, aren't they?
Because Wu-Tang's rap.
Wu-Tang's still going. That Skrelly fella bought their album.
Oh, yeah. Didn't
he? Enter the 36 Chambers.
Bought the one album. No one else can ever listen to it.
For like a million something or other.
Yep.
If I kill time, will I be immortal?
No, you'll be dead.
That's a good point. Last question.
All right, okay.
Trying to find a good one.
I think you're looking in the wrong place.
Even if I choose not to decide, I still have made a choice?
That's more of a statement than a question.
Oh, here we go. Is a better one. This one's for you, Sigs. Why do noses run while feet smell?
Why do noses run?
What? What was that?
I have no idea.
Why did...
Because the English language works that way.
All right, fair enough. Well, anyway, here comes the outro. I'd like
whoa,
to thank...
What? I've
got one more thing to say.
Right, well, you better hurry up because my recorder's running out of time here.
Are you quitting your job to become an MC?
I am quitting my job to become an MC. Put your hands up if you just don't care.
What do you want to say, Graham?
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned about McDonald's. After the episode, I can't remember, was it episode 2 where we were talking about McDonald's?
Yeah.
The special menu.
Yeah.
In McDonald's yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone asked for the secret menu.
Bang. The McGangbang?
Yeah.
Not the chef's one sauce.
They asked for it and the guy said, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's real, man. It's real.
I'm going to need a video on the website to prove it.
It's been debuffed live.
Yeah.
Debunked.
That's the one.
No, I think you're full of shit. I think it does exist. It's just new blood, that's all. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. I'd like to thank everybody, including our guests Pab and Sigs.
Hello.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next week. See you later, guys.
Bye.
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 It has a little bit of blue rhythm, a blue
size. It has a meter that is tricky, a bit of wicky-wacky wicky. But when you dance it with a new love, there'll be true love in her eyes. You'll dream of the new carioca. Its theme is a kiss and a song. Together, they say you're better than one, two heads together. That's how the dance has begun. Two arms around you and lips to sigh, I am yours and you are mine, while the carioca carries you away. Mine, while the carioca till the break of day. And you are mine. You've done the carioca, you'll never care to do the polka, and then you realize the blue and bamboula are through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a carioca lover, and when you dance it with each new love, there'll be true love just for you.